Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may know you, love you, and serve you, and we ask that we may seek to do what you call us to do, and all that we seek may glorify your name. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is Tuesday. It is also the memorial of Saint Ignatius of Antioch. Very powerful saint, bishop, and martyr, who also was someone who was a powerful influence in the church, obviously being so that he was a martyr. And so we recognize this this great day today. So it's not to be confused with Saint Ignatius of Loyola, who of course was the founder of the Jesuits, but he lived about 1,000 years later, even more than that. So we're looking at this great scholar of the church, Saint Ignatius of Antioch, not to be confused with Saint Ignatius of Loyola, who was a great teacher. And I do believe he also taught, and I may have this wrong, I do believe he also taught Saint Augustine. But if I have that wrong, then I apologize. Well, anyway, let's get into the actual reading. We're going to look at the reading that continues in Romans 1. And this is, as I have explained to you, one of the most misinterpreted and misunderstood readings, and because it is misunderstood, it throws people off, and yet you want to turn to them and say, don't you realize that you're focused over here and not realizing that everything that is in Romans 1 surrounds you? So what is Romans 1 about? This is Romans 1, 16 to 25, and it includes Romans 1, 20, which specifically focuses on people who engage in homosexual activity. So anyone focuses on that explains that Romans 1 is all about that, and they miss the entire point. What Romans 1 actually is about is something that we're witnessing going around us all the time, that people understood the truth, that everything that we're teaching is real, but the problem is people are rejecting it, and so they're seeking other sources of wisdom, and those sources of wisdom are nothing more than foolishness, and so they're surrounded with foolishness. And then when this foolishness happens, people look around and say, how is this going on? And if they take the wrong interpretation of Romans, they'll never figure it out. But it is right in there. And what it is basically this. You see, one of the things we're dealing with is that we believe in God, and there are many people that saying that people who believe in God are foolish, and they're naive, and they're, you know, whatever. Even though people who will tell you that this is the way they believe, that they don't believe in God and all this is foolish, cannot prove their teachings, cannot prove what they believe. And one of the things they will say, well, if God exists, then X would happen. If God exists, then B, Y would happen. The true scientific response to that is, if your definition of God existed, then X would happen. And if your definition of God existed, then Y would happen. The fact that X and Y do not happen is not saying that God does not exist. It's saying that your definition of God does not exist. And this is an important distinction. Some people may or may not agree with me on that, but that really is an important distinction. Do I believe in God? Obviously, I do. So when someone comes to me and says that God does not exist, and this is what Saint Paul is talking about in Romans today, people say, well, how do you deal with that? I deal with that as if someone comes to me, and I've explained this before, I deal with that as if someone comes to me and says, we do not believe the earth is round. Would I argue with someone who said that? No. I would just say, well, that's good for you, and probably walk away. Because why would you argue with someone who is telling you that they believe the earth is flat? The earth isn't flat. So why would you argue with them? What are you trying to convince them? If they haven't figured it out already, then you're never going to convince them. You see what I'm saying? So when people come up and they tell me that they don't believe in God, and they'll give me all their reasons, I look at that as flat earth thinking. I literally do. I consider that just completely flat earth thinking. And therefore, if it is flat earth thinking, there is so much that they don't know, and there's no sense in me arguing with them what they don't know or what they do know, because, you know, we're so beyond what is knowable. It was, again, it's like someone who came up to me and said that they believe the earth is flat. Well, good for you. I'm not going to spend all day trying to convince you something that is just an absolute falsehood. Well, this is kind of what we're going with the understanding that St. Paul is talking about. Because one of the things he's talking about is people who choose not to believe. They can choose to believe, but they choose not to, and they follow another path. We'll talk more on the other side of the break, and we'll be right back right after this. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
We're back. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, and we come from SaintAnthonyAlston.org, which is St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. stanthonyalston.org is our website. You can listen to the radio show there, and you can also learn to visit us and come see us. So as I said, that if someone says to me they don't believe in God, it's flat earth thinking. But what we talked about yesterday, and that's a good understanding, is we believe in original sin. We believe that people have an inclination to sin, to evil, and they have to understand this. I mean, Plato believed this, and Plato never knew Jesus, and I have no idea what he knew about any kind of Jewish theology, but Plato believed this. And he believed that their people had an inclination to sin. So, therefore, when you have someone coming from whatever community, usually an academic community, telling you that they don't believe in anything that we teach, and therefore they believe that humanity has the ability to create the perfect world, we look at them and saying that doesn't make any sense because we're coming from a different perspective and we understand things differently. And this is what St. Paul is talking about, because he says that when people turn away from the Lord, knowing that that is the right direction, but they turn away and they follow their own path, then their minds are darkened. Because they choose not to follow the Lord, then what happens is they are led into darkness. And so they have this whole different way, this whole foolish way of thinking. And this is what he's talking about. And this is one of the reasons why I get really frustrated when people are using this to focus on one verse and that entire section. Because, in fact, there is so much more. And what he's talking about is that people understand the way to follow. They choose not to. And they become dark. So they, as he says, they claim to be wise, but they are fools. And you will see this dynamic play itself out. Well, you'll be saying to yourself, they're saying that this makes sense. But for me, it doesn't make sense. Something isn't clicking here. Something doesn't seem right. And you will look at that and say, no, that doesn't make any sense. And you may deal with other people who say, no, you're right. It doesn't make any sense. And people will say, but here is the science behind it, or here is this behind it. There, and you'll be like, wait a minute. But this something doesn't add up here. Let me give you a good example. And this is an extreme example. It's not something that's recent. And you may actually not believe that this is real. But you can look up the history. This is real. There was a doctor, I guess he was a neurologist, who literally, I believe it was during the 40s, 50s, and part of the 60s, a large part of the 60s, used to give door-to-door lobotomies. I am not kidding. As strange as that may sound, he literally would give door-to-door ice pick lobotomies. You can find an actual description of one of his victims by the name of Howard Dully, and he wrote a book called My Lobotomy, and he tells the story, and he's a victim of this particular doctor, Dr. Walter Freeman. It's a story that's bizarre and tragic, but it is real. And so if someone says to you, well, the solution is to call the guy who does door-to-door lobotomies, and you can call him and he'll come with his lobotomobile, I am not kidding, and he will do his ice pick lobotomy for you to make sure your child will always be behaving correctly, you'll go, this is crazy, this makes no sense, and they'll explain all the science behind it, this happens, and this actually is historically accurate, that this actually happens. This is when you have to turn around and go, wait a minute, something isn't adding up, and listen to it and hear that and know that that common sense is actually working in your life. So think of that. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation through the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.